A slow-moving hurricane is lumbering over the area just northeast of Corpus Christi, Texas today. The high winds and torrential rains from Hurricane Harvey are bad enough. The big problem might be that this enormous storm will apparently stick around for a few days, and that could mean devastating floods in that part of Texas. NPR's Russell Lewis is in Corpus Christi. Russell, thanks for being with us.
Yes, good morning.
You've been there all night. What have you seen? What have you heard?
Well, it's what you heard last night. I mean, it was amazing to hear the amount of debris hitting the hotel that we were staying at. We're right on Shoreline Boulevard overlooking the bay here in Corpus Christi. We're on the 15th floor, and just all night long, you could feel the windows rattling. I mean, you could hear the windows rattling. You could feel the building swaying, and there was just debris hitting the hotel all night long. And it was just, it was striking. When you look outside, even though it was dark, you could just see the sheets of rain and water just moving sideways. It was just a sheer testament to the size of the storm and how powerful the winds were.
Do you have a handle on major damage so far?
Not yet. I mean, this is still early time here. Daybreak is just coming along here. And one thing that we are hearing is that the Corpus Christi Police Department is reporting a tremendous amount of debris that is down in the roads. There are power lines that are down. They have warned residents to treat power lines as though that they are electrified. And so they don't want people driving out and about in the moment to sort of check out, you know, what's going on. There's another concern, too, and that is that some of the wastewater treatment plants have lost power overnight, and as a result, they have asked people to not drink the water. They've also asked people here in Corpus Christi to not flush their toilets and to turn off their faucets because it's just not enough water pressure. This is just one of several things that emergency officials and planners are going to be having to deal with today as they try to get a handle on what's going on. You know, we should remember that even though the storm has come ashore, this is not a typical hurricane where a hurricane comes ashore, quickly weakens, and then departs the area. This one is likely to stick around for 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Coastal Texas did have a couple of days to prepare for the storm. People were urged to leave the area. What's your estimation? Did many people take that advice and get out before Harvey hit?
Well, certainly some did. As I was driving in from Austin and San Antonio yesterday, you could see a fair number of cars, you know, going the other direction. So certainly there were some people that evacuated. But here at the hotel that we're staying, there are hundreds of residents who are from Corpus Christi who decided to hunker it out and stay the night here. Mm-hmm. There were no mandatory evacuations ordered for Corpus Christi. Some are beginning to wonder, you know, was that the best plan of action? Had a mandatory evacuation been ordered, they would have had to evacuate to the hospitals, and that, you know, picks up a whole series of logistical issues. So, as the Texas governor ordered yesterday, if you feel unsafe, if you feel unsecure, then you should flee.
And Russell, what do you see for the next few hours and next few days about when conditions might improve and what people have to contend with?
Well, just in Victoria, Texas, just a little north of here, there was 16 inches of rain that was found that fell overnight. 16 inches of rain, and you're talking about a storm that may linger and meander right around this area for the next 3 or 4 days. You're talking about rainfall amounts that may be 40, 45 inches in some isolated areas. That's going to be the real tell, is the flooding, the amount of water, and where it goes, and that is going to be the big problem with this storm because it's so slow moving.
NPR's Russell Lewis in Corpus Christi, Texas, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, you're welcome.